So the St Luke's Health Northwest Thunder will be playing Hobart at Oliver Stadium in Ulverston this Saturday night. Here's Thunder Chairman Tony Barker. Morning, Tony.
G'day, Darren.
I've got you out of the tractor. Or haven't you jumped in yet?
Not yet this time.
All right, so this is good news. You know, obviously the situation in Victoria. So this all happened yesterday, and it just makes sense to have a local derby against Hobart, right?
Yeah, it certainly works for us. It gives us an option, so at least we can still play a game this weekend. Teams are on a roll, and hopefully supporters are keen to get out again, and should be a good night on Saturday.
Yeah, so it will be an actual roster game, 4 points. It's not just like a fill-in practice game, is it?
Certainly not, no. It's no fill-in. It's a serious deal. So what the league has done is just done a swap at this point in time. We were supposed to have played Geelong. So obviously Geelong can't come out of Victoria, so they've done a swap around and will play charges now rather than later in the season.
Yeah, right. So a doubleheader too with the Tornadoes, so they'll be playing the Lady Chargers. So they're on first at 6 o'clock?
Yes, that's right. They'll start at 6 o'clock and then the men's game will commence at 8.
Right. So you'll get the supporters of the Tornadoes coming from Launceston. Will we have enough room at Ulverston?
Oh, I think we'll have enough room for most people, Darren, but obviously it'll pay for people to get in early for tickets. I know, well, tickets only went live yesterday, but there was a big rush, so there's lots of sales so far. So that's the tip for people to get in early with ticket purchase.
Yeah, and it's one price for two games?
Yep. So for us guys, the guys that usually come to Ulverston, they'll get double value this time, so... really good opportunity to come also and watch the Tornadoes. They're an informed team as well. So both of us at the moment sitting second on the ladder. So, yeah, it should be a good matchup.
Indeed. All right, so as for the Thunder, the game on the weekend against Mount Gambier, they won by about 10 points. There was a period in the game where it could have gone either way, but they were pretty good, Mount Gambier.
They were. It was Mount Gambier had a real shocker against Hobart after quite a long travel day. So you get that sometimes. Yeah. The teams that get beat in Hobart, they get a high of motivation as they're coming up the Midlands Highway. And so, yeah, look, things come together for them. But look, I think still Nick was pretty pleased with the way our guys actually stayed in the game. And yeah, we didn't quite get there in the end, but it was still a good game for people to watch.
Yeah, all right, but generally team's going pretty well and overall I think pretty good support from locals going to the home games at Olvi.
Yeah, definitely good numbers. They're increasing each game as it goes by. Yeah, look, we've got to be happy with obviously second on the ladder now, so that's a pretty good place to be still.
Yeah, and next week's up in the air. I guess we won't know more about that until probably this time next week.
Yeah, so next week, being the long weekend, we will stick with that bye.
Right.
So it's beyond that. We'd be due for another road trip. And so we've just got to see what happens in terms of, when Victoria gets out of lockdown.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, that's good value for money. Two games for the price of one. Saturday night at Oliver Stadium, Ulverston. Tornadoes against Lady Chargers at 6 and the St Luke's Health Thunder against the Hobart Chargers at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, you need to check in using your check-in TAS app and do all the right things. And I reckon it'll be a cracking full house there on Saturday night.
Yep, look forward to a full house and should be a great game.
Yeah, and don't forget, tickets will sell quickly, so get them quick. Go to the Thunder Facebook page or the website and you'll find a link there. Thanks a lot, Tony. See you Saturday.
Thanks, Darren.